Hudi remained motionless before the port like a steel statue. His head did not turn as he spoke. "Which particular dot of light do you claim to come from?" Powell searched. "There it is. The very bright one in the corner. We call it Earth." He grinned. "Good old Earth. There are 3 billions of us there, cutie. And in about 2 weeks, I'll be back there with them." And then, surprisingly enough, Cutie hummed abstractedly. There was no tune to it, but it possessed a curious twanging quality as of plucked strings. It ceased as suddenly as it had begun. "But where do I come in, Powell? You haven't explained my existence." "The rest is simple. When these stations were first established to feed solar energy to the planets, they were run by humans. However, the heat, the hard solar radiations, and the electron storms made the post a difficult one. Robots were developed to replace human labor, and now only 2 human executives are required for each station. We are trying to replace even those, and that's where you come in. You're the highest type of robot ever developed, and if you show the ability to run this station independently, no human need ever come here again except to bring parts for repairs." His hand went up, and the metal visor lid snapped back into place. Powell returned to the table and polished an apple upon his sleeve before biting into it. The red glow of the robot's eyes held him. "Do you expect me," said Cutie slowly, "to believe any such complicated, implausible hypothesis as you have just outlined? What do you take me for?" Powell sputtered apple fragments onto the table and turned red. "Why, damn you, it wasn't a hypothesis. Those were facts." Cutie sounded grim. "Globes of energy, millions of miles across. Worlds with 3 billion humans on them. Infinite emptiness. Sorry, Powell, but I don't believe it. I'll puzzle this thing out for myself. Goodbye." He turned and stalked out of the room. He brushed past Michael Donovan on the threshold with a grave nod and passed down the corridor, oblivious to the astounded stare that followed him. Mike Donovan rumpled his red hair and shot an annoyed glance at Powell. What was that walking junkyard talking about? What doesn't he believe? The other dragged at his mustache bitterly. "He's a skeptic," was the bitter response. "He doesn't believe we made him, or that Earth exists, or space, or stars." "Sizzling Saturn, we've got a lunatic robot on our hands. He says he's going to figure it all out for himself." "Well, now," said Donovan sweetly, "I do hope he'll condescend to explain it all to me after he's puzzled everything out." Then, with sudden rage, "Listen, if that metal mess gives me any lip like that, I'll knock that chromium cranium right off its torso." He seated himself with a jerk and drew a paperbacked mystery novel out of his inner jacket pocket. "That robot gives me the willies anyway. Too damned inquisitive." Mike Donovan growled from behind a huge lettuce and tomato sandwich as Cutie knocked gently and entered. "Is Powell here?" Donovan's voice was muffled, with pauses for mastication. "He's gathering data on electronic stream functions. We're heading for a storm, looks like." Gregory Powell entered as he spoke, eyes on the graphed paper in his hands, and dropped into a chair. He spread the sheets out before him and began scribbling calculations. Donovan stared over his shoulder, crunching lettuce and dribbling breadcrumbs. Cutie waited silently. Powell looked up. "The zeta potential is rising, but slowly. Just the same, the stream functions are erratic, and I don't know what to expect." "Oh, hello, Cutie. I thought you were supervising the installation of the new drive bar." "It's done," said the robot quietly. "And so I've come to have a talk with the two of you." "Oh." Powell looked uncomfortable. "Well, sit down. No, not that chair. One of the legs is weak, and you're no lightweight." The robot did so and said placidly, I have come to a decision. Donovan glowered and put the remnants of his sandwich aside. If it's on any of that screwy... The other motioned impatiently for silence. Go ahead, cutie. We're listening. I have spent these last 2 days in concentrated introspection, said Cutie, and the results have been most interesting. I began at the one sure assumption I felt permitted to make. I myself exist, because I think. Powell groaned, Oh, Jupiter, a robot Descartes. Who's Descartes? Demanded Donovan. Listen, do we have to sit here and listen to this metal maniac? Keep quiet, Mike. Cutie continued imperturbably. And the question that immediately arose was, just what is the cause of my existence? Powell's jaw set lumpily. You're being foolish. I told you already that we made you. And if you don't believe us, added Donovan, we'll gladly take you apart. The robot spread his strong hands in a deprecatory gesture. I accept nothing on authority. A hypothesis must be backed by reason, or else it is worthless. And it goes against all the dictates of logic to suppose that you made me.